So did you see? We got to get to this audio because did you see the movie Half Baked where the dude, when he quits, he's like, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you, you're cool, I'm out.
Right.
That's when one of the guys quits his job.
Yeah.
This woman does what all of us probably would love to do. If I ever quit this job, if I ever get so frustrated with you and Andy Hall's football challenge that I'm out, I'm going to quit the way that this chick at Walmart quit.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates, my name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We're told that we're replaceable. This company treats their elderly associates like... To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Manage it and this job, I quit.
Wow.
She called him a pervert. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us.
F this job, I quit. That is great.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I don't know. I've never worked at Walmart. I would imagine a lot of people feel the same way about the hours worked versus the pay they receive.
Well, no, because the Walmarts here, Wicket, they give you college opportunities.
They do now.
There are management fast tracks.
Where was this one?
See, this is in Louisiana. So the very distinct difference in where you're working.
Louisiana.
See, well, Louisiana is going to come up very soon, Wicket. And I don't think it's Walmart's fault at all why this woman was dissatisfied. I think that it's where she lives.
That could be.
Absolutely.
What a good way to quit the job, though.
I know.
I love that.
I know. I'm curious if anyone's ever quit in a ridiculous
way. No.
Have you, Wicket?
No.
You haven't?
No. I quit my first job. I wrote a letter. Quit my next job. Just everything else, I've just given 2 weeks notice.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never had a bad relationship with my boss or anybody I need to get on the mic and quit with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At the radio stations I've worked at, everybody's wished me well on my next job. You know, before I was in radio, it was the same. You know, I was like, okay. But at that point, I was working at a Little Caesars or a skating rink or a car wash. Yeah. So it wasn't like I was anything other than the next cog. You know what I mean? So I've never had one of those kinds of bleep you.
Well, it's funny because when people leave our industry, they get their key cards taken away and the locks are changed pretty much instantly.
Because in our industry, you often don't get to say goodbye.
Right.
I have at every job I've been at.
But I think people are just suddenly realizing that, yeah, you can't get on the microphone and broadcast to the entire listening area, but you can get on the PA and broadcast to the whole store.
And there's several hundred people usually inside one of those big old Walmarts.
I
doubt it, but 244-1033, if you have had one of those look at me quitting moments. Like, did you quit a job in a dramatic fashion? I'd love to hear the story if it's actually been you or maybe somebody who used to work for you. 244-1033.
There you go. 8 minutes.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Extreme job quitting.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
I was about 21 years old, and I worked for a Honda automotive plant in a small town in Georgia, and we had an inspection come through, and the uniforms were a white shirt with pants, and they never wanted you to tuck in your shirt. Well, I always tucked in my shirt. Well, we had the plant manager, or the owner, shall we say, come from out of country. They come to look at the plant, and I got told it was disrespectful for me to have a shirt tucked in, and I looked at him and said, well, I'm around a moving pulley system. I'm not going to wear my shirt untucked. Mm-hmm. And he told me I was being disrespectful and that I need to learn how to be have manners and things of that nature, and I'm lucky. So I literally took my uniform off right there in the middle of the store and told him to go pound sand and walked out.
Did you take your shirt off and just drop it?
I took my shirt off and my pants off. I said, here's your damn uniform. And I told him to pound sand, and I walked out.
So you just dropped trow in front of what were your corporate bosses.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to work in an unsafe environment where I'm going to run a risk of being caught in a pulley system. Y'all can go bounce in and I'm done.
What is your name?
Justin.
Hey, thank you so much for the phone call, man.
Laser, tell us an extreme quitting story.
My dad, when I was a kid, had a boss that was a real jerk, and he painted fire trucks, and the boss was sleeping in his office, and my dad screwed his door shut and painted the glass on his windows.
What?
Oh, my God.
He painted over the glass with red paint for a fire truck so that nobody could see him and the boss couldn't see out, and he cut the phone lines going into the office.
Holy Lord! He cut the phone lines?
I don't even know how to cut phone lines.
Just take a pair of scissors.
It would have been in the 80s, you know, it's just a copper line inside the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now you have to take dynamite to cell phone towers to have the same effect.
Gosh.
It'd be a lot tougher to pull off, but I guess he was stuck in there for quite a while. He had to break the window out.
That'll do it. Hey, what is your name?
Mike.
Thanks for the call, Mike. You know, we had no idea how theatrical quitting could be.
Have you been fired before in your life? Have you been let go?
I was downsized once with a lot of other people. I was in a situation once where I was called in for a brunch shift as a server, which is the worst shift ever. I was a server for 28 days. and I was called in. It was the day after Halloween.
Oh.
I was hanging out with people, and I did not want to stop hanging out. So that I could.
Oh, the night before.
Still hanging out from the night before.
Oh, so you had been doing a Friday night or Halloween night
party
thing, and then you didn't go to bed.
I was living in Atlanta at the time. And
you were still hanging out being fun.
At the time, the bars were open until 4, and then the after places were open until 6. So when I got a call at like 5:45, like, hey, can you come in at 7 and set up for brunch, I was like, no. And they're like, well, if you can't come in, then don't bother coming back. And I was like, great. And they're like, so you're coming in? And I was like, no, I'm not coming in. I was doing a radio internship at the time. I was hanging out after a station Halloween party with people that I wanted to hang out. It wasn't as much of a social life thing as it was like, hey, I'm hanging out with some record label people. Hanging out with some people that could help my career at some point. Like, you know, I want to keep hanging out.
It's about the networking, the FaceTime, being the fun person because you might want a job later with these people.
Right.
I understand that.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of the label, it's just like selling anything else. When you work for a record label, you're selling music.
Yep.
You're promoting your artists.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, hey, there's this intern girl and she's fun and she's got herself together and she's not that girl over there vomiting in the corner with the smeared makeup on Halloween night. She's hanging out. She's being helpful. She's got herself together. So I was like, I'm making a great impression on these people. No, I'm not coming to set up your brunch shift. So I don't know if that's quitting or if that's being fired, but it was like,
I think you quit.
Can you come in?
I think
no.
You quit over the phone when you just told them you're not coming in.
Yeah, no, not coming in.
244-1033. Do you have an extreme quitting story? Whether it was you, maybe one of your employees. 244-1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Getting out of your job in an extreme fashion.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
I'm Dallas.
Dallas, tell us an extreme quitting story.
Similar to Heather's, working at Pizza Hut, and we moved a little bit further from town, and I didn't have my license at the time. So my dad had to take me to work, and one morning it was kind of snowy, and they were like, no, we're not taking you to work. We're not worried about that. So I had to call him and say I can't make my shift for that day. New manager, and he told me the exact same thing that they told Heather was, if you don't come in, don't bother coming in at all. And I was like, okay, I'm not coming in. They're like, so you're coming in? I was like, no.
No. No, I mean, at 16, that's kind of a big deal, but you're like, eh, it's just Pizza Hut. And I love Pizza Hut.
Threatening with firing is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to make the threats more significant. Like,
yeah.
If you don't come in, I'm going to come burn your house down.
They should not say that.
Oh, that would work, though.